we've all dabbled in ownership, and we've all had a bit of success, had winners. Matt had the star of the picnics, who won five in a row just recently. But could you imagine heading to Australia, the world's richest two-year-old race, with the two favourites, a share in both Profiteer and Stay Inside, and also have the comfort that stallion deals have already been done for both horses? Well, that is the situation that Nadia Angelo finds herself in, and her partner Anna Dodgson as well. I can't even begin to imagine what this would feel like. And Nadia joins us this morning. Good morning, Nadia. How are you?
Good morning, Michael. I'm very excited and very nervous.
I could imagine you are. Now, paint the picture for us, because Anna and yourself, and I should say you work at racing.com, you're legal counsel at racing.com, so you're ingrained in the racing industry, you love it, but how did Anna and yourself come to be part owners of the two slipper favourites, Profiteer and Stay Inside?
Well, it's just sheer luck, to be honest, because as you would all know, it's very hard to get a good one, let alone two very, very good ones, but in short, we had Rob from Roll the Dice Racing call us, who we have a lot of horses with, and he said, I think Jeremy Rogers has found us a good one. He's a capitalist colt. I think we should take a share. So indeed we did, and that turned out to be Profiteer. On the other side, I have a racing syndicate with some gentlemen who used to race Extreme Choice, so it was always a good plan to race his progeny, and we were able to get Stay Inside along the way, and sure enough, we've got the first and second favourite running today.
Have you thought about this on probability and mathematics? Like, I don't know how many yearlings are sold or created every year, and then to narrow that down to the ones that are any good, and then to narrow that down to the ones that are good enough to get into the Golden Slipper, and then for them to actually stay intact for the Golden Slipper, and then to have two of them, it's quite extraordinary, Nards.
We were talking about it last night, in fact, and could not do the maths on it. I imagine it's the chances of it are very, very low, so we're incredibly lucky.
When you get a two-year-old at the track, it's exciting because they haven't raced. They've trialled okay, jump outs are good. At what stage did you think to yourself, either or both of these horses may end up in a Golden Slipper? How long ago?
Look, I think it was really around the time of the English Millennium when Profiteer won in such a convincing style, and following that, the Pierrot played for Stay Inside. Prior to that, you obviously know that they're very good horses and they can probably run and win some very good races, but the reality doesn't hit you until you get a little bit closer, and they've won so impressively. And obviously with the stud deals being done with Newgate, that possibility became bigger again. So we started to, I suppose, change our direction a little bit. Originally we thought Profiteer was going to be a Blue Diamond runner, but then after that run in the Millennium, it was time to change tack a little bit.
A bit like with kids, Nadia, you're not supposed to sort of prefer one to the other. You're supposed to love them both equally, but you've got these two youngsters in today. If the chips are down at the 100 and they're both, you know, going stride for stride, are you going to be slightly leaning one way or the other?
I think it will all come down to the track today and how it's playing, and potentially how far in front Profiteer is. If they're side to side, I couldn't split them. And it's very hard when you ask someone to pick between their children.
What's the deal today? Where are you going to be? How's the day going to play out for you, Golden Slipper Day, with the two favourites?
So I'm already here on track. I've snuck into the trainer's room to find a quiet space so I can do this interview. When I hang up the phone here, I need to go and do a Channel 7 interview with Richo, and then we'll just have a very, very cruisy day in the owner's area. And I have another horse racing in Bendigo today, so that's Alloway in the St. Leger trial at 3:30, so I'll watch him, and then it'll be on from there. I'm sure I'll be shaking like a leaf prior to the race, and hopefully afterwards too.
Now, where did the horse ownership all start with you, Nadia? Because Alloway's a big chance in the St. Leger as well today.
Yeah, that's right. He's a decent chance, we think. Hopefully he'll be finished. But really it all started in 2014. I'm just my first sharing a horse with Anna, a horse called Greddington. And he was actually a fairly decent horse. And we kind of got bitten by the bug a little bit at that point in time and started to buy a few more. Obviously our friends at Roll the Dice had Mahuta, and we kept going up against him in the same race, and we decided it was ultimately the best way to do it was to join horses, so we would buy more and more, and we'd get tipped in, and here we are now with a bunch with Roll the Dice. We've had some horses with some other trainers and groups as well, Jackie Berriman. We've got a mare now that we raced with her, and she's in foal and had a foal earlier this year, and yeah, I've got the horses with the other syndicate with Stay Inside, so we've got a good half dozen or so there as well. So, it started a little while ago, and to be in this position today so soon, it's really living the dream.
Now, I know you're an experienced hand and you don't need any instructions on a nervous race day, but it is early in the day, and if you start having nerve settlers now, the slipper's on at 4:30, you might not be at your best at 4:30.
Indeed, I've thought about it long and hard, and there might be one nerve settler, and that'd be about it, I think, pre-4:30, and we'll see how we go after that.
Hey, we played a grab from Singo when he won the slipper with Belger. If you Cornella it today, could we see a similar kind of announcement after the race?
Oh, goodness me. You never know.
Well, Nance, it is a remarkable position to be in. Yourself and Anna, I can only imagine. And I know Channel 7, they'll probably have a camera on you. I hope to God they do, because I think Profiteer and Stay Inside may well fight the finish out. And if they do, it would be unbelievable scenes. Enjoy today.
Thank you very, very much. And thank you for having me on the show.